Thank you, Lord. Let's turn our Bibles tonight to the book of Psalms, chapter 18. Psalms, chapter number 18. Psalms chapter number 18, we'll read three verses. Verse number 1. Bible says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. Verse number 49. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Father, thank you tonight for this day. Thank you tonight, Father, for the opportunity to be back in the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for the songs that we've already heard, that were sung, that stirred our hearts, stirred our spirit. Lord, I'm thankful that we can come without rebuke. We can come without any type of hostility. We can come to your house, Father, with the freedom to worship, to praise, to sing praises, to uplift your name. God, you've been good to us. Thank you for your word. Pray that you bless the reading of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalms 18. Tonight I'd like to look at just the three I wills in this great psalm. David, in this psalm, he's singing with a grateful heart. He's overwhelmed by the mercies, by the goodness of his Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you notice the title of the psalm, David, although he's a king, although he calls himself a servant of the Lord, he calls himself a servant of the Lord. He says, a psalm of David, a servant of the Lord. David makes no mention of his royalty. David makes no mention of his kingdom, his throne, but he counts it the highest honor to be the servant of God. He says, Lord, I'm your servant, and to me it's greater than being the king of Judah. No matter tonight, our position here, our position there is so much greater. We sing that song, or the group sings that song, God has been good. One lyric says that it is my greatest honor to bow at his feet. You know, tonight, it's an honor. It's not a burden. It's not a chore. It's not a hassle to come and bow at our Savior's feet, but it's a great honor. We see David, he's saying, Lord, you've delivered me in this psalm from the hand of Saul. You've delivered me from the hand of my many, many enemies. And now in verse number 1, he said, I will love thee. David makes a determination. David says he's decided to love the Lord no matter what comes in his life, no matter what he faces, or no matter what's on the horizon. He said, I will love thee. Not only has David decided, I believe David's been he's been compelled to love him who's delivered him time and time again. Let me say tonight, loving the Lord, walking after the Lord, serving the Lord, and even getting saved is a decision. It's a decision that each and every one of us must make at a certain time, a certain point in our life when God is dealing with us. This doctrine of limited atonement, how God just died for the elect, how he died for just the chosen, how he just died for those that he ordained from the foundation of the world. This doctrine of unconditional election, how if you're chosen, you're chosen. If you're not, you're not. This doctrine of irresistible grace, of how God when he reveals himself to you, you can't resist by coming to him. This doctrine is dangerous. This doctrine is rampant. It's wrong. It's being preached and taught in many of our churches. But David's saying, I've made a decision. I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind that I will love thee. I think David was saying that I think I'll just go with God. He's saying I love him, as Brother Randy saying, because he first loved me. David's saying I loved him because he saved me, because he's redeemed me, because God's birthed me into the family of God. David's saying I love him because he's delivered me many, many times. He's saying I love him because he was protecting me. I love him because he's been good to me. I love him because he's my strength. He's my rock. He's my deliverer. He's my buckler. He's my fortress. He's my high tower. David says, God, I will love thee. David drawn a line in the sand. He made a stake and he has a firm stance. He's saying, I believe that although there's great unrest in the land, although there's great division, although there's hatred all around me, there's many ungodly men, although there's pestilence and plagues and pandemics spreading, although the darkness looks great on the horizon, I will love thee. It really doesn't matter, God, what comes my way, my position here on earth, but I've made up my mind, I will love thee. I wrote in my notes just a few minutes ago, my love for you, God, makes everything else seem so small. Let me suggest to you tonight that song that we sing. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look into his wonderful face, and the things of this world, they'll go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. David says, number one in this psalm, God, I will love thee. The first I will in the book of Psalm 18. David, like many of the previous psalm, he's cried to the Lord in times of great crisis and in times of great distress, in times of great turmoil, in times of great fear, in times of great times where he's facing his enemies. David cries unto his Lord. But now in this psalm, he's crying to the Lord with the same intensity, with the same fortitude, with the same fervency, with the same strength to praise and to honor him. You know, it's sad many times when we come and we call upon the name of the Lord. When we come and we ask the Lord, it seems like we're just asking him. We're passionate about seeking help. We're passionate about him answering our prayers. We're passionate about giving him our troubles and cares. And that's rightful and that's good. But I think we ought to have the same passion, the same intensity, the same thankfulness and gratefulness to give him thanks and to give him praise. David's thanking God for delivering him, from taking him from the hands of Saul, from the hands of his enemies, time and time again. I think tonight it'll be good for you and I just to come to the altar. Don't ask him. Don't seek his help. Don't ask for his longing and his hand toward you, but just give him thanks for who he is and for what he's already done. I believe you'd agree with me tonight. It was when Jeremiah said, he said, it is the Lord's mercies that were not consumed because his compassions fail not. Now they're new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. David's saying, God, you've been good to me. God, you've been faithful to me. God, you protected me. God, I'm coming to you with this intensity, with this fervency to thank you and praise you. Not asking anything of you, but just thanking you, God, for who you are. David's thanking God. And in one verse tonight, in verse number 3, he gives us 3 reasons why he's blessed. Well, last Sunday night, we looked at Nehemiah. How Nehemiah came to Jerusalem. He looked at all the ruins. He looked at all the rubble. He looked at all the desolation. Nehemiah seen all the destruction there. Nehemiah told his men, he said, men, it looks awful bad. These walls are broken down. The gates are burned. The enemy's barking. The work to do is overwhelming. And he said, men, it looks bad, but God has been good to me. Here's why Nehemiah said, he said, because God let me go free, because God's given me his word, he's given me his letters, and because God's lavished me with marvelous, marvelous grace. But now David's saying, and it's just this one verse, verse number 3 things he's thanking God intently. He's thanking God, praising God, exalting him. And in just this one verse, he tells us why he thinks that he's blessed. He's saying, I'm blessed. I'm honored, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm humbled because, number one, he said in verse number 3, I will call upon the name of the Lord. He said, this is second, I will. He said, first, I'll love you, Lord. Now he said, I'll call upon your name. Let me say to number one, he's thankful because God has waited on his prayers. He said, I'll call upon the Lord. David, throughout his life, he's called upon the Lord. Time and time again, he's sought the Lord. We see countless times he laid his petitions at the Lord's feet. Yet David knew he could always come to the Lord just one more time. David came to the realization early on in his life that God desires to hear. God wants to hear. He longs to hear the prayers of his children. David goes on to say in this chapter, he says, the sorrows of death surrounded me. What did I do? I prayed. He said, when the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, I prayed. He said, the sorrows of hell compassed about me. What'd you do, David? I prayed. When the snares of death confronted me, I prayed. He said, in all of my distresses, all I knew to do was pray. And what did he do, David? Verse number 6, he says, he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. I believe David might say something like this: I know he heard my prayer. He knows my every care. He gives to me the blessed victory. Oh yes, I feel him now. My loyalty I vow. I know my Savior heard my prayer. David saying, I will love you, Lord. He said, I will call upon you, Lord. I will love you. I will call upon you. When the seas of life are raging, I'm going to pray. When the seas of life is smooth, I'm going to pray. When the trials are great, I'm praying. And when the triumphs are great, I'm praying. He said, I will call upon the Lord. You know, we come to church and we sing great songs. It's a blessing. It helps the service. It's needful. It's in line. It's good. It adds to the service. It adds to what's going to happen if it's in right and order. And I'm thankful for that. It's good singing. It's Holy Ghost filled singing. And it's needful. We come to church and we preach. It's needful. It's required. The Bible says, for the preaching of the cross, it's to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The Bible says, how shall they call upon him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Preaching of the cross, preaching in this sacred pulpit, it's needful, it's desired, and it's good, it's required. We come to church and sing. We come to church and preach. We come to church and praise God and testify. That's good and that's grand. The Bible says that the Bible says in Psalms 22:3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. When we praise God, we testify and up and lift him and exalt him, I believe he'll manifest himself. And he'll manifest himself more if we'd be obedient and do such. But when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he walks into that temple, he clears out the money changers, he overthrew those that sold and bought the temple. They were making profits on the things of God and on God himself. And the Bible says, he said, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations, not the house of singing, not the house of preaching, not the house of praise, not the house of testimony. But he said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. He says, this is the place we ought to come and call upon him. Every Sunday morning we ought to call upon him. Every Sunday night should be called upon. Every midweek service we ought to call upon him. And every night of the revival, his name is to be called upon. David said, I will call upon the Lord. I'm going to ask you in a few minutes to do the same as David did. Why don't you come and just call upon the name of the Lord? You'll have that opportunity. You'll have that honor. You'll have that privilege. David's saying, I'm blessed not because only because he's waited on my prayers. David said, I'm blessed not only because he's heard my prayers, I'm going to call upon him, but he says, I'm blessed, number two, because he's worthy of my praise. He says, I will call, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. There's no doubt tonight there's only one that's worthy of praise, honor, and glory. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of every expression of love, every expression of gratitude that we can offer him. John, in the 5th book of Revelation, he hears a voice of many angels. He hears the voice of some beasts and some elders. He said the number of the herd was 10,000 times 10,000 upon thousands of thousands. What'd you hear, John? He said, I heard, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. He's worthy of our praise tonight. He's worthy. The word praise there, it means to shine. It means to put forth. It means to boast of. It means to be made clear. My question to you tonight is, how are you coloring him? How are you putting him forth? How are you putting him out so everyone can see? Do you make much of him? Do you boast of him? How do you put him forth to let others see his shining glory? David said, he's worthy of our praise. I want to say tonight, he's deserving of the best we have to offer. This morning we sang about those blessings. Brother Randy sang about the song, he's food on my table, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, there's a roof up above me. He said, you gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Those are great. Those are good. I'm thankful for them. We ought to praise him. We ought to thank him. We ought to lift our hands in gratitude toward him. But all those be scrapped. All those be pushed away and gone. Tonight we ought to praise him. But rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. We're saved, redeemed, born again, quickened, made alive. We're birthed in the family of God. We have something to praise him for. Worthy, he's worthy of our praise. David's saying here, I will praise him. I will call upon his name. He said, I will love him. But he goes on to say in this verse, not only has God waited on my prayers, not only is he worthy of my praise, but then he said, he has won my pardon. Read verse number 3. As we read it, it says, I will call upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. What hope tonight. What security. What confidence we have. David shows in this statement that the failure of God is never an option. We see he's not only saved David from his past enemies, he's saving David from his present enemies, and he's going to save David from his future enemies. I want to say tonight, I don't know what lies ahead for this country. I don't know what lies ahead for this church. I don't know what lies ahead, my family. But I want to say tonight, God has already won my pardon. That's right. David's saying, God, these three things I'm going to do, these three I wills, I'm going to write down. He said, I will love thee. Number two, he said, I will call upon thee. And lastly, in verse number 49, notice what he says. He says, therefore, will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. David, what are you going to give thanks about? What are you going to praise God about? He's blessed you. You're the king of Judah. He saved you from Saul. He saved you from all the enemies. He's been with you from when you was a shepherd boy. Now you're a great, powerful king. What are you going to praise God about, David? I believe we see he's praising God about Jesus Christ's death, his resurrection, his burial, his resurrection, and his victory. As you read Psalms 18, I believe you can find our Savior in these verses. I believe this is a messianic psalm. This one, he's looking toward the coming of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. We won't study it. You can write it down in Psalms 18, verses 1 through 6. you'll see the death of our Savior. He talks about the sorrows of death. He talks about the sorrows of hell compassed about me. He speaks about the snares of death, how the ungodly men is all around him. In verses 1 through 6, you see the death of our Savior. In verses 7 through 18, let me suggest to you, you see his resurrection. In these verses, it talks about the earth quaking and trembling. It talks about the hills being removed and shaken. It talks about the darkness in the secret place. It speaks about how the Lord thundered from heaven. It talks about how he was delivered from the strong enemy. We see in verses 7 through 18 the resurrection of our Savior. Then verses 19 through 27, you see his exaltation, how he's high, how he's lofted, how he's exalted. But now in verse number 49, you see his victory, the kingdom. He says, I will give thanks unto thee. Where? Among the heathen, among the wicked, and sing praises unto thy name. I believe David, just like you and I, he was living in a time of unrest. He was living in a time where there was sickness and sadness all around. David lived in a time and a day and a place where there was enemies on every hand, ungodly on every hand. There was fear on every hand. People were afraid for their lives. David was many times. And what did David do? He made up his mind. Number one, I will love the Lord. Number two, I will call upon the Lord. Number three, I will give him thanks. The three I wills of Psalm 18. David, no doubt like you and I, he was faced with turmoil, uncertainty, and fear gripped the nation. But David took a stance. David stood strong. David drew a line in the sand and said, God, my love for you is not going to waver. God, no matter what comes my way, whether I have to pray for help, I'm going to pray. If I'm praying for and thank you for your victory, I'm going to pray. Then he says, Lord, no matter the outcome, I'm going to give you praise. We have some encouragement tonight in the book of Psalms 18. If we would just make up our mind, if we would just draw that line in the sand, if we would just make that stake and say, Lord, I don't know what lies ahead the rest of this year in 2021, but I'm going to love you. I'm going to call upon you, and I'm going to praise you. Let's stand tonight. Anna Lee, do you in victory? Can you sing that song, He's All I Need? As we stand tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to call upon his name. We're going to thank him. We're going to make our mind up and determine him that we're going to love him no matter what comes our way. This altar's open. Father, we thank you tonight for this small encouragement, this text, Father, you've given us, how the Holy Ghost gave it to David. Father, to pin down, to draw a line in the sand, to stand firm and say, God, I love you. Thank you for loving me. God, I'm going to call upon you. Thank you for hearing my prayers. And God, I'm going to praise you. Thank you for inhabiting the praises of your people. Lord, help us and find encouragement in the Word of God tonight. You know the needs of the people. You know the needs of every heart that's watching by the way of internet. Father, some that may be listening, that will listen by the way of CD. God, I pray that your will would be accomplished in their life. And let them see that their love for you should not waver. That their prayer life should never fail. And God, their praise should never falter. We love you and we praise you, Lord God, for all you do, for all you are, for saving our soul most of all, in Jesus' name.